It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Hey, are you awake, Ash?
I'm working on it.
All right.
I told you, man. No coffee, no power at home.
I'm sorry. I feel your pain. We have a leaky roof. And when I mean a leaky roof, I mean it's like we're U-boat commanders, okay, in my kid's bedroom. It's just pouring water into the kid's bedroom. So the authorities have been called. Well, at least the contractors. So hopefully everything will be fine. Hopefully.
Wow.
Right now it's not raining. At this very, very moment, it's not raining. So, I mean, how much water could possibly be up on the roof and how much more could possibly come through that hole?
More. A lot more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really none, Mike. That's what you want us
That's
to say.
That's exactly.
Actually none.
That I will give you a dinger for because that is the correct answer.
It's the answer we're looking for.
Anyway, but that's not why we're here. Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And you know, each and every Tuesday she brings us a guest, which today is no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, I have a legend in the nonprofit sector here with me
Fact.
Today. Everyone knows Ash Gorman. Yeah. With Big Brothers Big Sisters, he needs no introduction, but we're here to talk about an event coming up this weekend that I'm very curious about. It's called a poker run, and I thought that it was sprinting to the poker table and back. It's not. I was completely wrong.
No.
So he's going to tell us about the organization and what a poker run is.
I just want to interject and say that would be such a great idea.
Wouldn't it? For the extreme athletes?
Yes. I mean, you sprint.
The extreme gamblers as well.
Sprint and you get to the table first and you show your hand.
Right.
And then you sprint to another table.
I mean, we're always looking for new, innovative ideas in fundraising.
Exactly. But this is not that.
No.
However, it's at the lake.
Right.
So this is not your typical poker run because I think of motorcycles when I hear poker run. But it's not that either.
No, it's not that either. So he's going to answer all of our questions.
So Ash, please to be telling us what this poker run is and tell us about your organization. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, as always, Mike. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Well, I think I would hope most of your listeners know Big Brothers Big Sisters and who we are and what we are. We're a mentoring organization. We're the best mentoring organization. We're the oldest mentoring organization in the country. Started in 1904 in New York City by a clerk of the court, saw juveniles coming through the justice system and thought there had to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was. And here we are. However many years, 121 years later, and operating in 300 communities across the country. We've been here doing our good work since 1972. Best thing about our programs is that they work. Our kids are better off academically and socially after having been in the program. And, you know,
I dare say our adults are better off for the program as well.
I mean, I would love to think that's the case and all, you know, with all of our mentors. I hope so. And I think so. And I think, yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Bill, because I don't think we do enough talking about the benefits for the mentors in our programs. We're so focused on the children coming through and, you know, rightfully so. That's that's our main purpose. But you're right. You know, there's a lot to be said for having someone in your life that you care about and want to devote time to and companionship even. So I think moving forward, you're going to see we're going to be making a little bit more noise about that kind of thing. So trying to attract more volunteers. So if anybody's out there listening and you're looking for a good volunteer experience, we'd love to have you.
It's not a full-time volunteer thing. It's a little bit of time that really impacts a kid's life, and it really is not a huge commitment, but it is for them.
Well, right, it's as much as you want it to be, really. Yeah. And that is kind of the genius behind our volunteer experience, is how it can be tailor-made for the volunteer. You know, I mean, we have different programs to suit people with different schedules. But really all we're looking for in a volunteer is someone who wants to make a difference in a child's life, someone who can devote a little bit of time. But with that said, you know, speaking of the time, I hope people realize that, you know, we're not asking you to punch a time card or clock or anything like that. And we want it to just become part of who you are and part of your everyday life is thinking about the mentee in your life. So, and what we find is that typically is what happens. People come in and they may be a little hesitant because of, well, I don't know if I can do a full year, or I don't, 8 to 10 hours a month sounds like a lot, but right now our average match length is 35 months.
Wow.
When we're only asking for 12 months.
Sure.
What's that say to you? Well, that says to me that our volunteers are getting in, feeling supported, and seeing the fruits of their labor and enjoying the experience. So, and then with the 8 to 10 hours a month, you know, I mean, I want volunteers to know that it's not always having to think up some new grand activity to go do with the child.
Yeah.
You got to cook, you know, for the week, or you got to pick up dry cleaning or go to the grocery store, take your mentee with you. I mean, those are the kind of, that's reality mentoring. And those are the kind of things that a lot of our kids don't see growing up in the homes that they're in. So,
and don't you have a program where you can, if you're a professional and you just have a lunch hour, you can go sit at a lunch table.
Correct.
And just chat and uplift.
Yep, that is our site-based program. And I'm glad you mentioned the professionals participating, because over the last several years, we've seen a pretty steady decline in working professionals in that program. What that program is mostly populated with college students. I would love to get back to having working professionals go and spend their lunch hour with some of our kids. And we've gotten some new partnerships with city schools, meaning that there is going to be a school most likely near you that's convenient to get to.
That's awesome.
During your lunch break. So, you know, again, to anyone listening, if you're looking to make a difference in a child's life, come see us.
Yeah, I know there's a great need for just lunch monitors and lunch, a presence of adults in the lunchroom to kind of give the teachers a break because of, you know, behavioral and, you know, and everything. And they, you know, they just, it's, it would be lovely to have more, a presence of more adults, just their influence in a lunchroom as well.
I got kids. Kids are a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, so anytime, anytime another adult can come alongside a teacher or administrator or something like that and share some of that weight that the kids are bringing, you know, that's helpful, of course.
Sure. Now, how many kids in any given month or during the course of the year do you serve?
Yeah, we don't measure it by month. It is by the year. So in any given year, we're serving just over 100 kids through the two programs, which, you know, we feel good about. But obviously, there's a greater need.
Yeah.
I mean, we got kids on a waiting list.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we got probably 25 or so kids on the waiting list. But I was telling Megan before we even came in here, I mean, honestly, if I picked up the phone and called some of our school partners and therapeutic providers, that list could probably be 100 by the end of the week.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, so the need is there. We manage the waiting list best we can, and you know, if a family is not staying in touch with us and seems engaged, then we'll move them off the waiting list, because we know we have some kids on there who really want the experience. So that's why the list is only, I say only, at 25 or 30.
Gotcha.
But if I had 25, 30 volunteers walk through the door tomorrow, the next day I'd have another 25 kids on the waiting list.
On the waiting list, yeah.
Right.
So you have an upcoming event, which is a fundraiser. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the Big Little Poker Run. Big Little. See what I did there?
I see that.
Yeah. Real creative.
Now, okay, so we're not running the poker table.
Nope.
Okay, it's not an extreme sport, although it could be.
We'll think about implementing something like that in future events. Right?
We're just spitballing here, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know about poker runs, going to different destinations, picking up a playing card, coming back to, you know, where you started, and you have 6-7 cards and you make the best poker hand that you can out of the cards that you got throughout the day. That's that's exactly how our event runs on the lake. So we
wait. So we're not on motorcycles.
Not on foot.
But we're on boats.
We're on boats.
Interesting.
And let me tell you, you want to come up and see some impressive boats. Come up this weekend and check us out. We'll be starting and stopping at Mango's Bar and Grill. They're always great to us. But we've been running this event for 7 years, and it's traditionally in August. And we are having our event this coming August. But the Boaters Association at Smith Mountain Lake has traditionally run one this coming weekend.
Gotcha.
This year, for some reason, they could not, and we had some locals up at the lake come to us and asked us to step in and fill the void, of which we were happy to do, obviously.
It's a good
way to make some money for our programs, and then I think we'll have some of these folks that participate in the Boaters Association one start, coming down back for ours in August. So, yeah, we got, all the marinas around the lake are partners with us. They pay to be a part of it, which is great. We appreciate their contribution. Mm-hmm. And then we set up volunteers at the different marinas. The boats go around all day long picking up playing cards from our volunteers at the marinas, then come back. We judge the hands, give out prizes for best hand, second best, that kind of thing. Some other goofy prizes for, best decorated boat and that kind of thing. And but it's a great day. I mean, there are a lot of things worse than being on the lake all day on a boat. So
it's not a race or anything, right?
No, everybody
has to be safe.
Yep.
And yeah, you're not racing, which is nice.
Right.
Except when you run.
Yeah.
To the poker table.
Yeah. So, Ash,
with your hand.
About how many boats do you expect to have? Just
The one in August, we have seen about, on good years, about 25, 27 boats.
Good.
But this one, the Boaters Association was capping theirs at 50 boats. Theirs was a big, big event.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think we're going to get up there, but they're steady coming in. I mean, we've seen them. I'd say right now we're about 25, 26.
Great. That's good. Nice.
And I think we'll get, at least a half dozen more before
Terrific.
The weekend.
That's
so
great.
It'll be a good moneymaker for
well
us.
Well worth it.
Now, do folks have to register in advance?
That would be preferable because, our special event coordinator is working overtime to put together the materials for the event. So her knowing ahead of time obviously would be helpful.
Yeah.
They can go to Big CVA, click on the events page, and actually I think we got a banner on the front page that you can click on. And it's got the details there, and you can register there. In the event that you want to be last minute, which Lynchburg is last minute Lynchburg,
typically,
is what I have learned.
Yep. It is.
You can show up to Mango's on Friday night, where we'll be having our registration event and treating all of our folks to dinner and some drinks. And I'll be, making some announcements and kind of laying the rules for the next day. And come see us Mango's Friday night.
Good stuff.
Holding court.
Good stuff.
I think.
Good stuff.
It is the Big Little Poker Run. It's Friday, May 16th, Saturday, May 17th. This is rain or shine.
It is.
Correct?
And, luckily, I think it's going to rain all week, but I think Friday and Saturday look decent. It's
supposed to clear up by the weekend. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah.
You can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I actually just typed in Big B and just hit, and it came up.
That's how powerful we are,
yeah,
Mike.
That is. Learn about the Big Little Poker Run. And if you're if you have a boat and if you're out on Smith Mountain Lake, or if you would just like to learn more about becoming a big, or how to donate, or how to volunteer for some of their events throughout the year. Do you need volunteers throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you though, we rely heavily on interns, and we got a pretty good following at Liberty, and now at U of L. We host probably 2 to 4 interns per semester, so they do a lot of the free work.
Great.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Mm. If you need more, you can learn about it if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can also learn about other volunteer opportunities as well. This is fantastic. What other things do you have coming up just briefly throughout the year.
Yeah. I mean, we're always busy. We got a ton of events coming. I mean, we partner with CASA for our golf event in September. Okay. Love doing that. I mean, in my opinion, it's the best golf charity golf event around. We make a ton of money and split it between two great child-serving organizations.
Sure.
We'll have our feud event coming back in November.
Nice.
Be the third edition of that, and that's become a hit. So, but as far as kind of the nuts and bolts of what we're doing, we got to create a new strategic plan this fall to set us forth for the new for the next 5 years, and I'm kind of excited about that. I got some ideas. I think we're going to be dipping our toe into some vocational training for some older kids and stuff like that. So
nice.
Stuff coming from us.
Very, very cool. We're looking forward to it, and we'll be more than happy to tell the folks all about what's coming up. And you can learn more about not only Big Brothers Big Sisters, but 188 other organizations at Share Greater Lynchburg. If you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can learn more. You can find out about the organizations. You can even volunteer, attend events. You can shop for these organizations. They've got their wish lists. You can shop. Those things will be delivered directly to that organization. It's a fantastic platform, and I'm sure Megan can tell us a lot more about it.
Yeah, sure. Share's doing great. I actually attended a conference in New Orleans last week for a few days with the Giving Tuesday community, and it was communities across the nation that are doing similar work to us at community foundations and United Ways and independent organizations. Mm-hmm. And I brought back a lot of confidence in the work that we're doing here.
Awesome.
And even though we were the second smallest city represented in this conference.
What was the first?
Oh gosh, it was in Missouri. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was very tiny.
I mean, there's no grading here.
It was great, but I really came back with a lot of, I mean, I presented our Give Good campaign and our Purple Hat campaign as an idea, and really got a lot of great feedback on that.
Good for
you.
So
it was nice to be on the national stage and realize our community is really special. And I knew that already, but to
That's
be
cool.
validated, you know, in that way, it was great. From peers. Additionally, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is in scholarship mode right now. And I spent 2 hours at Heritage High School last night distributing some grants, scholarships to really exceptional students. And, you know, it's embarrassing because I get up to the microphone and like get my choked up and my words get caught in my throat because it was so touching to hear about these students and to be able to present. And the parents are so proud. It's just such a beautiful time in these students' lives. And and so it's scholarship time. We're presenting at EC Glass on Friday, and we have Rustburg High School coming up, and we have Appomattox and Amherst. So it's just really beautiful that our donors have been so generous to set up grants and scholarships over our 52-year history that have yielded these amazing grants that are changing kids' lives. I mean, it's opening up doors that wouldn't have otherwise been possible. And so one of those scholarships that's being founded right now is the Dennis Carter Sports Scholarship and Athletic Scholarship. And we were planning to have a golf tournament tomorrow to initiate that fund. And unfortunately, this rainy weather is preventing us from doing that at London Downs. So it has been moved just this morning to June 5th. So I just want to mention that again, because we still have room for the foursomes, and you can come out as an individual golfer or sign up as a team. And we still have some space that we could fill. And of course, there could be some people who can't make it on June 5th. But we have an incredible group of sponsors. It's supported by LG Flint, and we're really excited about this event, and we're so happy that they were able to fit us in for a rain date on June 5th. So
That's
more information
awesome.
Can be found, just like Ash said, of it pop up on our page, and you can find more information on how to register and sign up and support this new athletic scholarship.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you simply visit the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation at lynchburgfoundation.org, you can click on scholarships and you will find a link. Actually, just right on the homepage,
yes.
There's a link to the Dennis Carter Student Athlete Scholarship Golf Tournament. And it's right there, and you can learn more, and you can still sign up.
That's right.
That's fantastic. 189 organizations are represented on the SHARE platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the platform, it's absolutely positively free, so there's no reason that you shouldn't be. You will be there along with just a ton of other folks. And it's kind of a one-stop shop.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us on
Thanks.
The program. We
thank
really
you for having
appreciate
us.
It. It is the Mike Show coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.